All right, we have a winner at the Memorial. JT Poston. Now, here's the thing. The dude had a four-shot lead going into today's final round, and it just kind of disappeared. Bogey 12, bogey 13, birdie on the par 4, 14th, birdie on the par 5, 15th, puts himself back into contention. Well, he just seized the moment on the second playoff hole, back on 18. At Muirfield Village, and he defeats Ryan Gerard, and happy for him. His fourth PGA Tour win. You know, Jordan, you're in a situation like that. How long do you think you're going to answer that question if he doesn't win? Oh, you had a four-shot lead going into the final round at Muirfield. What happened? Blah, blah, blah. Now he doesn't have to deal with it. He's able to put it together.
It would have hurt, but you know, Las Vegas had a four-shot lead last night, and they had to go to overtime too, but they ended up winning.
How about that series, my Canadian friend? That's going to be a dandy, isn't it?
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Let's chat with a guy by the name of Chris Chandler. Chris comes to us from Golf Traveler, a very exclusive travel company, putting together amazing golf packages. Chris, how are you?
Yeah, hey guys, doing good.
Appreciate you being here with us, Chris, because I would imagine you and your staff at Golf Traveler have got to be exceptionally busy, because I think every golfer, Chris, has a bucket list of places they'd like to visit. Isn't that true?
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we're here for. Yeah, we're really happy this week to be at the Detroit Sports Classic here tomorrow at Oakland Hills, and running a little hole-in-one challenge on number three for all the guests that are coming out here in Detroit. And yeah, excited to continue to talk about Golf Traveler and the luxury golf travel trips that we do. You know, we've been around for over a decade now and do luxury golf travel trips to over 50 different countries around the world, and have had tens of thousands of guests go on our trips. And you know, we're not the standard you know, 4 or 5 night package Scotland golf trip, you know, low end. This is a very, very curated custom itinerary. You call us and we really make your dreams come true when it comes to a golf travel package.
You know, this just sounds amazing, because if you have a group of dudes, you know, whether it be a bachelor party or whatnot, you want to put together maybe a trip to Scotland, something you've always wanted to do. It doesn't have to be overseas, could be domestically, but it sounds as though they're a Golf Traveler. You guys just pretty much handle everything. And walk us through that process, if you wouldn't mind, Chris. Exactly what are the details that you guys do?
Yeah, it's really super easy. We will have a one-on-one consultation. So you actually talk to a person, and we'll go through what the trip is that you guys want. And yeah, I mean, anything from a guide's trip to, you know, 10 rounds and 10 days of golf to we have a lot of couples and families that travel with us as well, where, you know, golf is a very important part of their destination and their travels and their experiences. But they also want to immerse themselves in the country and see, you know, what's going on in these different countries and visit some of the highlights and, you know, immerse themselves in the food atmosphere and all of that too. So it's really, you know, we talk about golf as the epicenter of the reason why our customers travel, but it's oftentimes, you know, more immersive than really just the golf itself too.
Now, do you do everything start to finish? I mean, the travel, the accommodations, tea times, everything like that.
Yep.
Adam, is
yep.
that how it works?
Yeah. Yep, exactly. We handle it all. So most people book their own flights, but then once they touch down, we've got folks at the airport that are picking them up, and private transportation throughout, tea times, excursions, special experiences, hotel. Yeah, all of it is taken care of down to a lot of times the smallest details. You know, do you like a caddy that talks a lot, or do you like a caddy that lets you play your game? You know, so there's both of those, right? Like,
Does the caddy usually have a couple of Coors Light in his pocket, or does he not?
Hopefully so.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, those are.
Chris can
those
make
are,
it happen.
Sometimes those are the small details, though, that make or break. You know, when you're playing a bucket list golf course, right, and, you know, you can have a good caddy and you can have a bad caddy. It's, you know, it's legit, right? And, you know, so we understand those clients' preferences and really, you know, focus the experience on all of those little details.
But Steve, if I can just jump in and real quick.
Sure, go ahead there, Jordan.
I've been working with Chris for a few years now, and he's just great. And so is the whole team that's based actually out of St. Andrews. And they are a massive team. They're very, very deep. They're very creative, and they're very detailed. But we're working on a trip right now in northern Michigan, and we're trying to grow with our Game Above investment the U.S. market. And, for example, I worked the last month or so to put a group from Texas up into northern Michigan, and they're going to hop on a couple of our float planes. They're going to fly around to various courses, whether it be Crystal Downs, American Dunes, and some of the other elite places up north. And, you know, we tailored it specifically to their needs and just enough balance between beauty, golf, food, wine, getting out on a boat, you name it. They wanted to experience northern Michigan. And we've been kind of blessed to be exposed to a lot of that, and we take it for granted. But coming from Texas, they're going to be really, really, you know, surprised at the beauty up there. And we're really excited to offer that to them.
Yeah, coming from Texas, where it's like 125 degrees right now, at least you get to northern Michigan, it's a nice balmy 85, 90, whatever the case may be. But, you know, Chris, something tells me, you mentioned that Golf Traveler's been around about a decade. I would imagine that your business has been growing steadily since, has it not?
Oh, yeah, it's been really since COVID, it's been on a rocket ship. I mean, people are just wanting to play golf all over the world and travel and have experiences all around. And, you know, so we do a lot of B2C business where people just call in and, you know, we create custom itineraries for everybody. But then what a lot of people don't know, too, is a couple other lines of business. We work with a lot of big Fortune 500 companies around the world, helping them plan golf travel trips around major events, whether, wow, you know, whether it's the Masters, their Open Championship, and, you know, all that stuff. But then we're also a big white label private travel service for many private country clubs around the country as well. So instead of, you know, head pros or general managers having to plan out golf trips international for their members, we are actually the service behind the scenes for their members doing that. And that's
wow.
been a really, really, yeah, a really good piece of business, and it's really a nice added benefit for members at private country clubs around the country, where they can travel and experience all of these golf courses around the world.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's a nice day at the office there, Chris, when you're just helping people enjoy this great game of golf. In closing, my friend, somebody that's listening to this conversation, they'd like to know more information about Golf Traveler. What's the easiest way to go about that?
Yeah, Golf Traveler with two L's, .com. We're also on LinkedIn and Instagram, and Chris Chandler, chris.chandler@golftraveler.com. Any way to get a hold of us.
Chris, a pleasure. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, Chris Chandler, Golf Traveler. You talk about an exclusive travel company. You heard what they do, folks. One-stop shop. Let them handle it. All you got to do is worry about making your tee time, as it should be. Jordan, my friend, you enjoy the rest of the night, sir, and look forward to seeing
it.
You soon.
Thanks so much, Steve. You guys be good.
All right. There goes Jordan Young. We're going to get a call from the other co-host, Brian Cairns, BC, celebrating a championship. We'll talk about that. And everything else going on in the world of golf, leave it here. It is Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.